FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. At Craig and Owen, be amazed at what life was like over 1,000 years ago. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're welcome back to the programme. You've been hearing about news for a blow, news of a blow for Loughpin, with the sudden and temporary closure of Gaelcloch to Onaghcoree, the county's only Irish language college. It's come in light of fire concerns. The facility is expected to reopen in the coming weeks, but it's a blow for local business and also for students who were taking a course there that saw them come to an abrupt halt this week with the principal of the Cloch, Donal Lynchig, ringing their parents effectively to tell them of the news. Donal's with me in studio. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning, Gavin.
So, what's the issue?
Well, the issue is, I suppose, in a nutshell, the building wasn't compliant with the fire regulations. As the current fire regulations, building is an old building. It was opened in 1912. And we were aware that there was work to be done. We spent the last 3 weeks or 3.5 weeks installing a brand new fire detection system. All the detectors are now armed with alarms. There's we had one of the top companies in the region out there. All the fire extinguishers were replenished. I think we had 19 new fire extinguishers. Fire doors replaced where they were supposed to be replaced. And then we said to the department, well, now we have done what you wanted. And they came to inspect it on last Thursday week. And the inspector spent 5 hours with me, and he went round. But then suddenly, other issues were coming to light that weren't the original. The original issue, or the original direction from the department, was 2 3-lined paragraphs.
And you felt you'd address them?
And I felt we'd address them, certainly. But then there were fire doors that had to be replaced because they were going in places where there was access or egress. Push bar. He never said that every fire door had to have a door closer. All these things had to be done, and there were further fire doors to be installed. So we contacted Monitor. They came and they finished the fire alarm system in classrooms that are only used for 2.5 hours a day, and they wanted them to have emergency lighting as well, beside the fact that they were never used at night. And that we then said that would we be able to get the rest of the work done in time for the start of the course, and we thought we would. It was Whit weekend, bank holiday weekend, yeah. And by Tuesday morning I've suddenly realised that this would not be so and that we couldn't do it. We were taking advice left, right and centre, legal advice of all descriptions, and we've suddenly discovered that it could be possible that we were invalidating our insurance with the building not being compliant.
And with that in mind, your hand was forced.
And my hand was forced. Now, that was just the opinion of one inspector. We're taking the thing a lot further because we're going to involve the local fire service, the fire chief, the fire prevention officers, to see what's their take on it.
Okay.
And my firm believes that we made Herculean efforts to make sure that this was done. It's falling small bit short. We will be finished. We will tackle this and finish it and be ready, if not for a July course, for an August course. Absolutely guaranteed.
But it is a blow nonetheless, not just for the students, but obviously for the college and the community.
It's an awful blow. First time in, you know, 100 so many years. And we're taking that the building is old. And that's not to an excuse. Fire is we know that in London last night, or the night before last. So, and I'm very, very aware of it down through the years that health and safety of children was paramount. And children, you know, adults can mind themselves to a certain degree and be more cognizant of dangers and hazards. Children sometimes don't see these. So it's up to us as adults and guardians in loco parentis that we need to be able to say that their children are safe. And that was a commitment I gave to parents at the beginning of the course. I had to follow it through. And it left me very little option. But so I and just to clarify that, had our plan that we submitted in 2016, that we spent a long time, the heavy end of 6 months preparing it, had that been addressed by the department as it should have been, and not lost and mislaid, this would not have happened.
So, are you saying it's the department's fault?
Well, had they agreed to do the funding and the refurbishments, all the issues that are now being addressed and being raised would have been raised as part of the refurbishment, and they were cited in the plan that they were to be addressed, but the department chose not to fund it because we were not situated in a recognised Gaeltacht.
We'll get back onto that one in a second. I'm joined on the line now as well by Luke Aston. He's in Carrigaholt. Good morning to you, Luke.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good and thanks for joining us. This is a blow for the local area as well in terms of students and their families who would have been coming there, now not doing so, at least for the next few weeks.
It is. It's a sad reflection on the way the whole West has slowly been abandoned, I think. It's another part of that whole thing that's happening. It's an awful pity to think that something that's so established and so much part of our community here is under threat.
How important is the college in terms of getting trade, if nothing else, over the summer?
Well, you know yourself, if you have something in the area, in a small area like this, that is bringing 100 people every 3 weeks into it, and all the auxiliary things that happen around that, parents coming and teachers and staff, and the opportunity for us locals then to interact with Irish and with Irish dancing, and I think of my own daughters that went there and went on to have the opportunity to get an education through Irish and become part of, you know, Irish fluent Irish speakers and part of the Irish Society and UCD and all these sort of things that come from something like that in the area, you know.
Okay, so it seems like there's a lot of support for the Coloshta then locally?
There would be huge support for it. I'm shocked that it has to close. Sadness that it's been let go, so ignored by the department just because it's not in the Gaeltacht area. It's almost like as if Irish doesn't really exist outside the Gaeltacht area and we've no interest in promoting it outside the Gaeltacht area, you know?
There's staff as well that are directly affected as well, Donald.
Yes, indeed, Gavin. Thursday last, when we closed the Coloshta, six people lost their jobs, their summer jobs, their seasonal jobs. If the Coloshta was working at full tilt on a yearly basis, we're talking of 36 jobs. And that's very important, as Luke was saying there, the input and the economic activity that it generates is very significant, with the influx of parents on a weekly basis coming visiting their children, the children themselves, the services locally, because we have had a policy in recent years of sourcing all our food and services locally, so we're helping the local economy as well. And there's also things like Dolphin Watch that we use, the local transport services that we use, trips to Scattery, all that kind of thing is interwoven with it and is all part of the impact that the college has on the local environment in the bigger picture.
But I have to point out, all of that is very important, but as we have seen and as you've acknowledged, the importance of fire safety can't be understated either. And if there are issues, they do need to be addressed.
Absolutely. And had we got a more comprehensive direction from the department inspector and a little more time, I think we could have addressed those in time, but the time frame was too short and they weren't specified in time to us. Now, notwithstanding that everything that will be required will be done and we will have the people who are the authorities on fire safety approving this and making it compliant and passing it as compliant, and then we will start and we will, but we're, that doesn't mean to say that we're not continuing to lobby the department or the government or whoever to make sure that there's an investment put into this Coloshta to make it to bring it up from the state it's in, which, as Luke was saying, years of neglect, then to bring it to a proper a standard, and the children, and it's our plan, as we proposed to the department, would be that the cluster would be functioning 365 days right through the year, and that we had a huge business plan and very, very detailed in the original plan of how we could bring this about, with outreaches for the third level institutions, second level schools, visitors from universities abroad. It's the sky's the limit. And they did not acknowledge it. I don't think they saw it. I honestly don't think they read it.
We'll see if they wish to respond in respect to that one. Obviously, Luke, you talked about the great support that's there locally. I mean, you're comforted and heartened, I'm sure, or I hope at least, to know that this should just be a temporary blip.
Yes. We very much hope that it is, and we're sure that it will be open again this year. And I think it would be an awful pity if it wasn't, and very hard to reopen if it doesn't, you know. So,
and the cluster has sales estimated that the cost of this to the local economy could be €300,000. Would you agree with that, or does that sound right to you?
I actually sat round a table the other evening with them, and that would be a very minimum sort of figure. That would be just if the summer courses were lost, the summer courses going at anything like full bore were lost. The opportunities, as Donald already talked about, to expand and do all kinds of things during winter. It's a fantastic facility that's closed for 9 months of the year because it's not a suitable quality. And it's a fantastic facility with unlimited potential. And that, as an economic driver in the area, would be huge. You know yourself, if you're back here, any three or four jobs, permanent jobs, or any long-term jobs, is a huge addition to an area, you know?
No, absolutely, indeed. So that the fight will continue, as we've already heard Donald say, but the support in that fight will continue as well, obviously, Luke.
Well, we will certainly be out to support in any way we can, you know.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Luke, this morning. And Donald, just before I let you go, with regards to this fight, as you said, they'll read your call now. And you've met with ministers previously on this one, most recently Michael Ring.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago. But last evening in his reshuffle, I noted that Leo Varadkar announced Joe McHugh as having responsibility for the Gaeilge, but also, interestingly, in his title, for Gaeilge, i.e. the language as opposed to just the area. Maybe?
Yes, I think. And Joe McHugh, as the junior minister before the last election, visited the Cláiste and was very taken with it. And I'm quite confident, and I shouldn't probably say optimistic, but just a quiet confidence that we can make progress with Minister McHugh, and that he sees the potential. He comes from a rural place himself in Donegal. He knows, as Luke says, the value of jobs locally. And in just before I forget it, I just want to acknowledge the support we've got locally to the Cláiste. I mean, it was just amazing the amount of people that rang me and said, you know, you've done the right thing and we're behind you 100%. Tell us what we can do. Now we sat down around the table, we know what we have to do and we will do it. And I think that, you know, that maybe in the shorter term rather than the longer term, that we'll have good news.
Hopefully that'll be the case. Donald, thanks very much for joining us.
Good day, Gavin.
Thank you. Donald Lynchick, their principal of Cláiste Donna Curry. You also heard previously from Luke Aston from Fish and Stay in Carrigaholt. Back with more in a moment.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.